Hey, everybody. The ELT helpline has been ringing off the hook. If you've called, thank you. And I just want to let you know that the ELT team has been working tirelessly to track down as many answers as we can. Today, a question from Annie.
Hello. So I have a family recurring argument, conspiracy theory type of thing. How old is Winnie the Pooh?
I know identifying the age of a fictional bear might not seem urgent, but when we started to look into this, there was a lot to unpack.
Once you start thinking about it, it gets pretty complicated.
Yeah, it does.
Is he Christopher Robin's age?
He certainly hangs out with a young crowd.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Good morning, Pooh Bear.
Good morning, Pooh Bear.
He sometimes struggles with early elementary school skills.
I believe I've forgotten how to count, Roo.
I mean, on the other hand,
is he older? Because many of his mannerisms point to him being a grandpa, living in his house, eating the honey, doing his stretches in front of the mirror.
Time for my stoutness exercise. Up, down, up.
But also, that's weird. If Christopher Robin, this little boy, has an imaginary friend that's a bear that's the age of a grandpa.
Which is it? Is he a cub with an old soul and a love of calisthenics? Or is he an older man bear who's young at heart and bad at counting?
How old is he?
Okay. Annie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's kind of an unusual question.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Tell me the story of how it got going.
The first time we asked, I'd say it was at Uncle Wally's Christmas caroling party about, I guess, 5 Christmases ago. Who started it, I can't say. I'm going to attribute it to Chris, one of the cousins, and he said, how old is Winnie the Pooh? And I felt like I could take this question and run with it. And so I kind of did, which is why we're still talking about it.
So that's where do you land on this?
Old man. Also just like a little bit strange.
All right. Are you ready to know?
No. I mean, yeah. No, I absolutely want to know.
Are you sure?
I absolutely want to know.
Annie, there's an answer to this question, and we are about to go on an expedition up and down the eastern seaboard to get it. Buckle up.
All right, who's next? Age, weight, birthday, month, come on in. That's right, all you got to do is fool the guest, sir. If I can't guess it, you get any prize.
All right, our first stop is the carnival, the South Florida Fair.
You went to Florida?
Yeah, kinda. We talked to somebody in Florida because at the South Florida Fair, there was a person with exactly the expertise that we needed.
Come on over, sir. We tell you how young you look, not how old the kids make you feel.
Ben is a professional age guesser.
Yeah, I'm Ben Ramey, the owner of the Fool to Guesser here at the fair. We're guessing age, weight, and birthday month.
30, 40, 50, 60. Am I getting close? 70?
People pay $5 to play, and if he doesn't guess your age correctly within 2 years,
mm-hmm.
or your weight within 3 pounds, you get a prize.
Any prize you like when you win.
You don't get your $5 back.
He makes money either way.
That's, I think, the way most carnival games go. You think you're winning.
But you always lose.
But you always lose.
Gotta be within 3 pounds on the weight. We're gonna see if she's been snacking today. I gotta see the front yard and the back porch. That's the best part of the job.
Well, when did you start doing this?
When I was 13, 14, and 15, I worked a Fool to Guesser at Adventure World outside of D.C. in Largo, Maryland, which is now Six Flags.
Annie, Ben has been guessing the age of strangers for decades, and these are very handy skills.
If I'm on a site, a dating site, and I'm looking at somebody, and, you know, they lie about their age and weight, it's just funny because I just happened to be on one last night, and it said 145 pounds, and I'm looking at the picture like, there ain't no way you weigh no 145 pounds. I know, I can tell that you're at least 180, 190.
Okay, what about age? What do you look for to assess age?
Well, everybody say wrinkles is the main thing to look for, but I don't normally look at wrinkles. I tell you what I normally look at when I'm guessing somebody's age is the looseness of the skin in the neck area.
The jowl.
Right, that's the main thing I look at.
Yeah. All right, so are you ready to get to this challenge we want to bring you?
Okay. I don't know what we're doing, but go ahead.
Here's what happened. One of our listeners came to us with a question. It's a running argument in her family.
Okay.
Basically, they want to know the age of a certain public figure whose age has not been disclosed.
Okay.
And so we need your services.
Okay.
I was going to give you a description, and then we'll send you a picture.
Okay. All right.
He's kind of rotund.
Okay.
Fashion-wise, he's extremely consistent. He always wears the same outfit.
What in the world? Hair.
He's very hairy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Skin, wrinkles, face?
Hard to tell because of the facial hair. But, you know, let's send you the picture.
Ready for the picture?
Yes. Really?
But he gave you an answer?
He did. So we played him some voice samples as well.
Because I'm trying to remember what his voice sounds like, and I can't even...
I am stout, round, and I have found speaking poundage-wise. I improve my appetite when I exercise. No stuff and fluff.
Now, if I'm listening at that voice and guessing age, we're going into the 70s.
70s?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking, honestly, 72 is what the guess is.
So here's a vote for Winnie the Pooh being an old man.
Up, down, touch the ground. I think of things to chew.
How satisfied are you with this answer?
Yeah, I mean, he's a professional, but he's a professional guesser for humans.
And he's also, like, he's a professional for humans and not bears.
Yeah. Oh.
I am a bear expert.
You're just who we need.
I'm here to help.
Okay, stop number two on our journey to figure out Winnie the Pooh's age. A bear expert.
My name is Ray Wynn Grant. I am a wildlife ecologist at the American Museum of Natural History.
Is it weird to work to have your study subject be an animal that can kill you?
You know, it doesn't seem weird to me. Before I studied bears, I was studying African lions.
You have a thing for this.
So, it's kind of my thing.
Ray works in the field.
I study a small population of black bears in the western United States near the Lake Tahoe area.
And this is part of her job, is aging them.
Absolutely. We have to guess their age.
Okay, so the first step to getting an accurate age on the bear is knowing what species of bear it is.
Yellow.
So Winnie the Pooh, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, is an animated teddy bear.
And teddy bears are named after Teddy Roosevelt. Do you know the story?
I vaguely do.
There's this old story about how he was hunting and came across a little bear, and everyone was like, great, shoot it. And he just could not bring himself to do it because it was cute. And that bear became known as Teddy's Bear. And then kids everywhere started getting their own Teddy's Bear.
So that bear that Teddy Roosevelt ran into and did not shoot was a black bear. The other piece of evidence is that Pooh, the character from the book, was named after a real black bear who was living at the London Zoo. Although it is a little bit perplexing to think Pooh is a black bear.
Well, the color is wrong.
So it's highly confusing. Black bears in North America come in a variety of shades. Usually they're black, but they can be tan, or they can even be like a gray color or even a stark white color.
Who knew?
Not me.
Yeah, species confirmed. Black bear. Ursus americanus.
Aren't black bears like ruthless killers? It doesn't really fit the bio for Winnie the Pooh.
We can't explain the psychological profile, but I think we can say with certainty Winnie the Pooh is a black bear. So how do you age a black bear?
The big thing that we as bear ecologists look for is the teeth. The tooth health gives us a lot of information about the age of the bear. So as a bear ages, their teeth start looking like not so great. They get the plaque buildup. Some bears even get to be so old that they have no teeth left in their mouth.
Have you ever seen Winnie the Pooh's teeth?
No. Does he have none?
I have not seen any evidence that he indeed has any teeth.
Which suggests that Pooh is old. Old bear.
Old.
But other clues point in the other direction.
I mean, the number one thing is size, right? So we know that babies and cubs and juvenile animals are smaller in size.
He's pretty small.
In fact, he's tiny.
Yeah, he's not much bigger than Piglet. It's a baby pig.
So, contrary to what I said about his teeth, the size of this animal would indicate that he is quite juvenile and maybe even a fairly newborn cub.
This is so complex.
Oh, it just gets more and more complex. Belly size is also an indicator.
Older male bears have built up their stomachs over so much time that they almost drag on the ground.
Sound like anybody you know?
Yes.
Our Winnie the Pooh friend here has quite a round and voluptuous belly, you know, curvy.
Yeah, he's kind of like a beach ball with little twigs attached.
Yeah, I would say that he's old.
Head size to body ratio can give you an age.
He's got a pretty big head.
His head is enormous.
That suggests he's young.
Oh, no.
Then we also look at things like behavior.
He's very playful.
Baby.
Correct.
Yeah. And I mean, we could go on. Winnie the Pooh has no claws.
Baby.
Nope.
Oh.
Old bears sometimes have lost some of their claws over time.
Lost them over time. Old.
Wow. This is quite conflicting.
Annie, if you were to make a gamble about whether Pooh was very, very old or very, very young, I think you'd have a 50-50 shot.
Oh, no. She's a professional. A bear professional, and she still says 50-50. We're exactly where we started, pretty much.
We're exactly where we started. But that is not where we're ending.
So the question about Pooh's age, the age is pretty clear.
You're telling me there's a definitive answer?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so pumped. I can't wait for everyone to hear this.
And everyone will hear this after the break. Okay, Annie. You ready to pick this up again?
Oh, yeah. All right.
More water, coffee, anything?
I'm really good. Thank you.
Okay. Next step on our quest to find Pooh's true age is Sarah.
I am Dr. Sarah Shea. I'm a pediatrician in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and a professor at Dalhousie University.
And she is the top expert in the Winnie the Pooh branch of academia.
I'm really glad to hear it being acknowledged as a branch of academia. I guess I got into it as a little girl because I read the House of Pooh Corner in particular obsessively.
But the thing that makes her a Winnie the Pooh specialist is that she wrote the definitive academic study on Winnie the Pooh.
It was literally a Sunday afternoon lark.
Which went viral.
There was nothing else important going on in the world. Seriously, you know, when something like that is on the front page of an international newspaper, you know it's a slow news time, right?
What's the title?
Pathology in the Hundred Acre Wood, A Neurodevelopmental Perspective on A.A. Milne. It's basically a psychological assessment of all the characters in Hundred Acre Wood.
I want to read the whole thing.
We were suggesting that the characters might have medical disorders of some type. You know, we suggested that Winnie the Pooh himself might have ADHD. noted that there might be some obsessive compulsive tendencies.
Is it his, like, routines? He gets up every morning and does the stretches, and he must have honey at certain times of day.
Yeah, he's pretty fixated, and he seems to count things a great deal.
Yes, so much counting, yes.
One, two, the number after two.
A lot of counting, a lot of counting.
Piglet clearly has his own problems.
He's very, very anxious.
So anxious.
Oh, dear, this is not the place for a small and frightfully fearful animal.
Does she talk about Eeyore?
Eeyore, everybody knows about Eeyore. He's got what we described as a chronic dysthymia. He's got low mood.
Looks like fun. Wish I could have some.
Yeah, so how would you treat Eeyore, do you think?
Well, there's a couple of options. We had thought, given that he is, of course, a donkey, that had there been some St. John's wort growing in the Enchanted Forest, that might have benefited him. There are also, obviously, prescription medication alternatives.
I'm feeling really excited. She sounds like exactly the person to talk to about this.
So I told Sarah some of the evidence that we had gathered so far and some of our guesses.
What were you thinking?
80?
80?
He seems...
Did you say 80?
He seems quite old to me.
No, no, no.
His catchphrase is, oh, bother.
Yes.
That's not like a teen catchphrase.
Yeah, but... What you're doing, and I understand it, and please don't take this as criticism, but you're imposing your very human perspective onto a bear.
But here's the thing. We don't have to pose these hypotheticals because the answer has been right under our noses all along. It's in the book.
Annie, first of all, I love any family that argues about how old Winnie the Pooh is. So you are blessed. But the age is pretty clear.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
I'm so ready.
So at the end of the house at Pooh Corner, in the final chapter, which is, by the way, one of the most moving works of literature I have ever read, there is a discussion between Christopher Robin and Pooh in which they're talking about the future. And Christopher Robin asks Pooh a question.
Do you have the book, by the way?
I don't have it here, no. This is in my head.
You seem to have it memorized, yes.
You have no idea how often I have read that book. But back to the important, very important question of how old is Pooh. So Christopher Robin is talking about when Christopher Robin will be 100. And Pooh asks Christopher Robin, how old will I be then? The answer is 99. So we know he's a year younger, right?
Yes.
So hold that fact. Hold that one.
I'm going to try.
Okay. So do we know how old Christopher Robin is? Not exactly, which is where I'm saying within 12 months, but here's what we do know. Christopher Robin is about to move to a new phase of his life where he will no longer do nothing. Okay?
Okay.
What does that mean? That means he's going to school. So then we simply have to do the calculation of how old would Christopher Robin be if he's about to go to school. It's going to be somewhere around 5. So, Pooh, do you want me to tell you, or do you want to work that out?
Just give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, he's 5. Pooh is 1 less.
He's 4.
I believe it, I guess. She is the professional. She did write the paper. She knows it by heart. It's in the book.
I was really surprised too.
Could there be another answer?
Well, at the end of the house at Pooh Corner, in that exquisite final chapter, we learn that somewhere in the Enchanted Forest, a little boy and a bear live forever. He is simultaneously four and eternal.
I just got goosebumps.
Oh, I want you to immediately go get a copy of the book and read the last chapter with a box of Kleenex nearby.
Do you want to hear a little bit of the story?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so Christopher Robin and Pooh are talking, and Christopher Robin is trying to broach this delicate subject of him going to school. And he's trying to explain to Pooh that he might not be around as much anymore. Still with his eyes on the world, Christopher Robin put out a hand and felt for Pooh's paw. "Pooh," said Christopher Robin earnestly, "if I'm not quite..." He stopped and tried again. "Pooh, whatever happens, you will understand, won't you?" "Understand what?" "Oh, nothing." He laughed and jumped to his feet. "Come on." "Where?" said Pooh. "Anywhere," said Christopher Robin. So they went off together, but wherever they go and whatever happens to them on the way, in that enchanted place on the top of the forest, a little boy and his bear will always be playing.
Oh, that's so nice.
And if you have a question about how old a made-up ageless creature is, or about anything else, we will find you the answer. Our number is 347-464-9626.
Before the show concludes, a special announcement. Every Little Thing is conducting a study on goosebumps and requests your input. What is the most unusual thing to give you the chills? Please call ELT at 347-464-9626 and let them know. The show will report the findings next week. Every Little Thing was produced by Phoebe Flanagan, with Flora Lichtman, Catherine Wells, Aaron Reese, Devin Taylor, and help from Nicole Pasulka and Doug Barron. Ian Chillog is our consulting editor. Dara Hirsch and David Herman scored and mixed this episode.